British Prime Minister Tony Blair and his government have been cleared of charges they exaggerated Iraqi weapons programs in the run-up to war. The British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC, on the other hand, now faces scrutiny for airing that report. Weapons Inspector David Kelly was the source of information for a disputed report aired by the BBC last summer. Not long after that broadcast, Kelly committed suicide. Now, an independent inquiry into issues surrounding his death has released its findings. Today, Lord Hutton concluded that the BBC report was false. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
Silence, all rise.
The stern-faced law lord, Brian Hutton, walked into a small, spare room, straightened his spectacles, and began reading what turned out to be an extraordinary indictment of the BBC and its Board of Governors. Last May, BBC reporter Andrew Gilligan alleged that Prime Minister Blair and his staff forced British intelligence agencies to report that Iraq could launch a missile strike within 45 minutes. Lord Hutton concluded Gilligan's reporting was false, and the BBC Board of Governors bears some of the blame.
The governors are to be criticized for themselves failing to make more detailed investigations into whether this allegation reported by Mr. Gilligan was properly supported by his notes, and for failing to give proper and adequate consideration to whether the BBC should publicly acknowledge that this very grave allegation should not have been broadcast.
In his report last May, Andrew Gilligan claimed Tony Blair's office, quote, sexed up its evidence on Saddam's alleged weapons program to boost the case for war. Lord Hutton disagreed.
In the context of the broadcast in which the sexing up allegation was reported, I consider that the allegation was unfounded.
Hutton went on to criticize the BBC's editorial judgment.
The editorial system which the BBC permitted was defective, in that Mr. Gilligan was allowed to broadcast his report at 6:07 a.m. without editors having seen a script of what he is going to say and having considered whether it should be approved.
For Tony Blair, a prime minister who's been rattled by allegations of lying for 7 months, today was a triumph, and he called on detractors to apologize for leveling accusations that he misled the country.
The allegation that I or anyone else lied to this House or deliberately misled the country by falsifying intelligence on weapons of mass destruction is itself the real lie.
Yeah.
And I simply ask that those that have made it and repeated it over all these months now withdraw it fully, openly, and clearly.
Blair went on.
No intelligence was inserted into the dossier by Downing Street. Nothing was put in it against the wishes of the intelligence services. No one, either in Downing Street or in the Joint Intelligence Committee, put any intelligence into it, probably knowing it was wrong. And no such claim to the BBC was made by anyone in charge of drawing up that dossier. Indeed, Lord Hutton's findings go further. He finds the claim was not even made by Dr. Kelly himself.
The BBC, of course, had claimed that Kelly was the unnamed source for the report. The world-renowned British broadcaster now faces one of its greatest crises ever. Already, the chairman of the board that oversees the network, Gavin Davies, announced his resignation. And earlier, a contrite but somewhat defensive BBC Director General, Greg Dyke, finally made the apology Tony Blair was demanding for so long.
The BBC does accept that certain key allegations reported by Andrew Gilligan were wrong, and we apologize for them.
The Prime Minister and those who stood by him all along, like Cabinet Minister John Reid, are likely to emerge strengthened by Hutton's findings.
Rarely has there been a more comprehensive vindication of a British Prime Minister and government. Rarely has there been a greater indictment of the British Broadcasting Corporation and its integrity.
And rarely has a British leader, like Tony Blair, so often been written off by pundits and politicians, only to emerge stronger than ever. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.